Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. It's the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios. Here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Now the magical inbound. Down by one. Hazonia will inbound it. Far side at the hash. Lopez jumping up and down. Ball comes into the rim. Over Gordon. Out of bounds. And this should not be over yet. Clock says no time left. That ball never was inbounded. So there should still be six now. The question is who they're going to give the ball to.
Ah, you're absolutely right. Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network with the call. He's exactly right. There still should have been 0.6 seconds. Magic still should have had one more opportunity to win the basketball game. But alas, that did not happen. A lot to get to here on the program. We will revisit the final 0.6 seconds, the final couple of plays in Los Angeles last night. The 2 minute of report is out. It is official. And they admitted they made a mistake on that last play. So we'll cover all of that, and we'll do so with the man you just heard from, Dennis Newman from the Magic Radio Network, kind enough to join us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Aaron Berlin is our producer. But before we break all that down, Dennis Newman, everyone wants to know, what did you do in Sacramento today? You had a couple of hours kind of get out in the capital of California. Beautiful day here in Sactown. What'd you get into?
Well, hopefully nobody's listening, but I slept about noon. I got up and called Joey Colone, my radio compadre. We walked over to a little hole-in-the-wall diner and had breakfast, a little place called Jim Denning's. It was pretty good.
Ooh.
Came back to my room, and I'm looking at Sacramento Kings stuff. Sounds like an exciting day, doesn't it?
It does sound like an exciting day. Our producer forgets that there's a time change. So Aaron Berlin texted me at 8:15. So that's when I got up. I was ready to see the world. It's okay, AB. I don't blame you. But it'll be fun rest of the day here, and then we got a game tomorrow against the Sacramento Kings. But all right, Dennis, you just heard the call. You got it right. I don't know if you've seen it, but the two-minute report is out. So for those that don't know, the game actually ended last night in Los Angeles with an inbounds play, inadvertent whistle. They said the rule was you would have a jump ball at center court for the final 0.6 seconds. Obviously, no way for the Magic to win it. So Dennis, have you seen the report? I'm going to go ahead and read it for you here.
I did see it like 30 seconds ago, but I think I know what's coming, but I'd love to have you clarify it for me. Because clarification and transparency, that's big for me, too.
I think Aaron brought up a good point. You almost don't even want to know. You just want to think that they got it right and go with that. But anyway, here it is. The official explanation on the inbounds pass, referees were reasonably certain that there was a clock malfunction and triggered an instant replay under Rule 13, blah, blah, blah. After review, it is confirmed that the game clock was inadvertently started by the referee crew and that time expired before the ball was touched. The clock is correctly reset to 0.6 seconds. However, since the ball was still in the air when the clock expired, the ball was still in Orlando's possession, and thus Orlando should have retained possession on the sideline at the nearest spot. Had the ball been touched by LA prior to the expiration of the clock, it would have been considered a loose ball, and the jump ball ruling would have been correct. So lots to explain and break down there, Dennis, but the bottom line is they told us last night, because the whistle had blown inadvertently and because there was no possession, it had to be a jump ball. Whereas conversely, it was still Orlando's possession, as we talked about on the bus and you probably did on the air. Still Orlando's possession. They should have got one more shot at it with 0.6 seconds.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing in all this, it was a crazy finish. I've never seen anything like that. And I think I was most surprised, Dante, you looked at everyone and nobody knew that rule, which is really unusual in the NBA.
Right,
usually,
right.
You know, half the people you're talking to, referees, coaches, players, fans, somebody knows the rule. But nobody knew that rule. We're all looking at each other saying, you can lose a game like that? It just made no sense. And now that the NBA clarifies it, and God bless them, you know, I laugh about transparency. I think that's what Adam Silver's trying to do, and I think he's done a great job of that. Now, does it make Frank Vogel and his team feel any better today? Absolutely not, when they know that
right.
It was not ruled correctly. But at least now you understand the rule is correct. correct, and the Magic should have gotten the ball there, which makes sense. But for the ball to go out of bounds, and then because of they called it a clock malfunction last night, as you said, it didn't malfunction. They didn't start it on time. And you don't get the ball and you lose the game. That makes no sense. And at least now you understand, okay, they didn't interpret the rule correctly. Well, that's too bad. You lose the game. That's a tough way to lose a basketball game in the NBA, especially if you go back and look at the last 2 minutes of that game on the Magic side.
No, you're right. And if you have a call or thought you want to weigh in, 407-447-2145. We'll continue to break this down, talk about young Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon, terrific last night. 407-447-2145. I know, unfortunately, a lot of Magic fans happy that it didn't go Orlando's way. They look at the draft pick, which we talked about a couple of days ago. I certainly don't understand that. But Magic, I thought, the game was unfairly decided at the end, and we knew it sitting there. Just to me, Dennis, how much of this is common sense? The official inadvertently blew it. Didn't malfunction. He hit it too early. He hit the button too early, and that sent the horn off. Okay, human error is a part of this. It was a mistake. Common sense to me would be just to do it again. Do it again. And what if this had been game 7 of the NBA Finals? What if it wasn't one of the worst inbounds plays in the history, one of the worst inbounds passes in history? It actually connected with Aaron Gordon and he got a dunk out of it. Then you're going to take it away. It just, common sense to me should have even overridden any rule at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank goodness it didn't happen in that situation. And again, that doesn't help Frank Vogel and his team. They still lose a basketball game that I think they deserved to at least have a chance to win there at the end for what they did. But, you know, at least the NBA comes out and admits, this is the rule. We got it wrong. Let's go forward from here. Boy, it's just a really hard loss to absorb.
And you know what? And we'll go to the phone lines here in just a second. But you mentioned it, Adam Silver. I love what Adam Silver has done. And the proof has happened here the last couple of years. If there's an issue, if there's anything with our game that he doesn't like or that causes a stink, he fixes it. He absolutely fixes it, and this will get corrected. There's no question about it, and it's unfortunate that it cost Orlando. It cost him in January in Cleveland as well. The game ended on a jump ball situation. So he'll fix it. Doesn't help you right now. 407-447-2145. Steven is on the line. Steven, go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is classic big city bias by the referees. They started the clock early. They wanted the Lakers to win. They want Lonzo to have a couple more wins so that maybe LeBron will go over there. And I'm tired of it. I thought the Magic did a good job of trying to come back in the end and keep it really competitive. And I really want to see our young guys play more. I know we had some guys get hurt last night. I want to see Mario Hezonja get some heavy minutes to small forward before we got to find out if we need to re-sign him or not. And go Magic.
All right. Appreciate it, Steven. I think you're going to see a steady dose of these guys here down the stretch, the final 17. But again, I don't, Dennis, buy the conspiracy part of it. I think the guy made a mistake. He made a mistake. He hit the buzzer too early. It should have just been they should have just been a redo.
Yeah, and you look at it, Dante, because of the technology, it would have been so easy to get that play right last night. You know that the ball was not touched. You know by looking at the recording of who triggered the clock. You know who triggered the clock. You know the clock was triggered late. So you know what happened. You can make the right call. It's really interesting to me that they didn't get it right, especially when they went back to Sakakis, talked to the replay center. You would think would have known. That's the Magic ball. There was no possession there. And that's what we talked about on the air after the game. It just puts so much responsibility on the shot clock operator who at home can control the outcome of a game tight like that. And to me, I looked at it logically and thought, boy, any home shot clock operator can win the game late in the game. And that didn't make sense.
Absolutely.
And now that they clarify that that can't happen, it makes a lot more sense for me.
And you know what's interesting, too, is there's still a scenario in place. Now, they're saying had L.A. touched it, let's say it was still a clock malfunction, but L.A. had touched it, then it warrants a jump ball. Even that, you're still penalizing. You're still penalizing the team with possession of the basketball for an inadvertent whistle. And I know you're thinking that that probably happens in the second quarter, third quarter, no big deal, but you're still penalizing a team, and you can't have a game end like that. And on one hand, it's not going to hurt Orlando. You're not headed to the postseason. It's not going to keep them out of the playoffs. It didn't cost them a playoff game. But it's just something where that rule to me just didn't really make sense from the beginning, really.
Yeah, that did surprise me when I read what further they said, that if LA had touched the ball, it would have been a jump ball. And I guess there where they're going, Dante, is they just don't know at that point who has possession. You know, it's a gray area. I guess you can kind of understand that. But again, like you just said, I think you penalize the Magic on that play when it's their inbounds play with a chance in that situation to win the game.
Now, you know what's interesting? If you watch that play again, I know we talked about it after, you'll see a wide open Nick Vucevic at the top of the 3-point line. And I know, you know, Mario's got his directive and he's trying to find Aaron at the rim. And had he caught him, it would have been great. It would have been a great play. But Vuce was there screaming. And it would have been interesting had he got it into Vuce and it didn't look like it was deflected by Brook Lopez. Would that play have been able to materialize and would Vuce have made the shot? But every other call, I do want to point out, we got to be fair about this. Every other call, according to the official report, was correct. They're down the stretch. They're looking back at it. They did get everything else correct. And we thought, even as difficult to play as it was, Dennis, it did look like Nick Vucevic certainly made contact with the head of Brook Lopez.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Dante, you make a great point there. And I always want to go back and say that, because every time we talk about situations like this, rarely do we look at the referees and go, what you just said, 95% of the time they
absolutely
make the right call. To me, that is incredible in real time. And I can't tell you how many times as calling a game, you'll see it one way and you'll speculate, I think he missed that call. You go back and look at the replay and a referee got it right in real time.
Yep,
I mean, that's
right.
That's exceptional what these guys are asked to do and what they do time and time again. And yet, you know, it's guys like us and the fans that get on them when they miss a call. And I don't know, rightly so, I guess, but they're human beings. They're going to miss calls. It's amazing to me how many they get right.
It is. And that's the thing. It's just tough when you have all the technology and it was a bad interpretation of the rule. But you're right. They're certainly allowed to make mistakes. I just can't wait till this summer when we're sitting at league meetings and we stand at the referee camp and they say, is Dennis Newman here? Dennis, explain this last play here. What's the correct call?
Yeah, they love to put guys like us right on the spot and have you screw the call up so they can laugh at you. And I guess that's fair in the long run.
I guess that's fair. We all get our due with that. All right, more to come with Dennis Newman here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. More of your phone calls, 407-447-2145 if you want to weigh in. And how about Jonathan Isaac? Very exciting. What we've seen out of him the last couple of games and what's in store for young J.I. here at the Final 17. Want to get you in the building at the Amway Center when the Magic take on the Boston Celtics. Big game Boston Friday, March 16th. And you can go to OrlandoMagic.com to get your tickets. Wear black to the game to support your Magic's on-court look. Get your tickets, OrlandoMagic.com. Back with Dennis Newman here in just a moment. 96.9 The Game.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Fill the Amway Center for Blackout Friday on March 16th when your Orlando Magic hosts the Boston Celtics.
Throws it back up top. That's Spinks. That's three. That's good.
Wear black to support the Magic, who will be wearing their popular black jerseys. Plus, arrive early for our fan fest on Church Street to enjoy music and activities. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Head to OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to see the Magic play the Celtics on Friday, March 16th. Big games are pure magic.
Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey, Magic fans, here is a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at somedaystartstoday.com.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. What's up, Papa John's?
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions, NMLS 71168, Equal Housing.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Huntington Beach didn't go. Rebound Aaron Gordon. Magic come the other way. 7 seconds left. Aaron Gordon to the window. Lays it up and in. AG to the window. Good. Magic lead by one. 5 seconds still remain. And Luke Walton says, give me a timeout.
Ah, terrific call by Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network with what should have been the game winner for the Orlando Magic last night in Los Angeles. What a great game out of Aaron Gordon. 28 points, 14 rebounds, 11 of 20 from the floor. Gets a big basket to go. Just a terrific finish, and unfortunately, it got away from him. Listen, the refs are human. They made a mistake, but it's okay to be upset about it. 407-447-2145. We go back to Dennis Newman from the Magic Radio Network. Terrific call, Dennis, on the Aaron Gordon lay-in. And what gets overlooked in all of this was, and I got blocked out a little bit, so I'd love for you to kind of retell us that last play and how Aaron was able to get to the basket. But from your vantage point, what you were able to see. But we're not talking about a great game and a game winner by Aaron Gordon now.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about that. And I was just talking to our producer in Berlin in the break. We're not talking about what a terrific comeback it was.
That's right, too.
I got up this morning and kind of looked at what happened there late. And, Dante, 2:53 left in the game, you're down 10. And you come from 10 down to take the lead and still lose it in the last 2:53. And Aaron Gordon, all night long, really, I thought from the moment the ball tipped up, he was ready to go. And haven't we seen that, you know, the last 4 years, it seems like out here in California, he gets locked in. And last night, from the outset, and that was a difficult matchup, I thought, for him last night to go against Julius Randle. But he kicked his butt, I thought, in the first half. And Randle actually played well, and I think Gordon still really outplayed him. In fact, Luke Walton took Randle out there at one juncture in that first quarter, had a little chat with him.
That's right.
You know, you're getting beaten both ends of the court, and then put him back in. But, yeah, terrific game by Aaron, and what a play there late. Now, I thought more than anything, as I watched it unfold, I thought it was just focus. I mean, Aaron, there was no way he was going to be denied going to the rim, and that's where he was going. And they tried to go with him, but he scored, and that was a big basket.
Yeah, it certainly was. And you're right, Dennis, to your point, 2 minutes left. Nick Vucevic jumper from 13 feet makes it a 7-point game. So with just over two and change, you were still down 9. And you came back and put yourself in a chance to win. I know Jonathan Simmons was upset about the missed free throw there down the stretch as well. So terrific fight, terrific battle. And I think for me, the last thing to tie this up, and we got that call from Steven, and unfortunately, you know, there are fans that do think about the Tim Dungy situation and do think about that part of it. But these officials are incredible, and there is incredible transparency. We now have these 2-minute reports. Dennis, we joke about the referee camp, but we sit there in those meetings, and you see how hard these guys work, what they put into it, the rules that we are not even familiar with that they know on the fly and get it right 98-99% of the time. So I don't buy any of that, and I really wish fans wouldn't go down that road. Just there's human error that happens sometimes in these things, and we saw it last night. But these guys, for the most part, as you mentioned in the first segment, are phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, you just go back, and if you want to go back and look at these guys, if you follow them closely, read these 2-minute reports and look at what they've done over the 48 minutes of a game, it is astounding as a human being that you can be that accurate. And I'm not trying to pump these guys up. I'm just stating fact. That's what it is, because I know, because I look at it in real time just like they do and get it wrong, and these guys are getting it right. So, yeah, I have a lot of faith in what they're doing out there. The conspiracy guys, frankly, I think they're all wrong. I don't agree with that. I never have agreed with that. And, certainly we've had some bad eggs over the years, but I think Adam Silver's done a good job of, getting those guys out of the game and really trying to clean it up and showing through these 2-minute reports exactly what happened. Mistakes were made. And, that's a good thing. It's a good thing today as we sit back and look at last night, but still hard loss to take.
Yeah, and it's okay to be mad about it. There's nothing wrong with that. That game was taken, unfortunately, from the Magic. Who should have had a chance to get one last play and maybe win the basketball game. And that's how you want to see a game end, decided by the players. I want to get your thoughts, speaking with Dennis Newman from the Magic Radio Network, and they hit the air at 9:30 tomorrow, the Magic and the Kings on the Magic Radio Network. And Jonathan Isaac, Dennis, his last 4 games, only 1 point a game, not doing much on the offensive end, but defensively, you cannot doubt what this guy has done. He's going to be, in my opinion, an elite defender. We got to get him going offensively. He's nowhere where he needs to be on that end, but he's missed 46 games due to injury. But just let me know what you see, the impact that Jonathan Isaac is having on the defensive end. I know a rough night last night, but for the most part this year, in his handful of games, he's had quite an impact on that end.
Boy, he is. I'm just starting to rack my brain, Dante, thinking over, 29, 30 years of Magic basketball. Have we ever seen a rookie come in and make that kind of impact on the defensive end? And really, you think back to Shaq, obviously. Shaq didn't have those kinds of deflections. It's a different game that Jonathan Isaac plays. I'm just amazed what he has done in these, now 4 games back defensively. Some of the plays and shots that he's changed with his length. As you said, there's a long way to go at the offensive end, and really he's done nothing in these 4 games at the offensive end, but
nothing.
I think he's trying to get his timing back. A lot of it, as I look at it, is trying to get used to playing with some of the guys he's playing with. A lot of times he's at the wrong place on the floor, or he thinks his teammates should be somewhere else, but that'll come over time, and I think it'll come pretty quickly. But defensively, he's got a lot of people excited about what he might be. I think all of us need to just settle, though, and think he's still got to get there. He's not there yet, but he's certainly got the tools, and that excites everybody that's a Magic fan.
And that's the thing. And I think Frank's done a good job. You're not calling plays for him right now. You're a rookie. Even though you're the sixth overall pick, you still got to earn it. And you still have a ways to go. You got to mature a little bit more physically. You got to add some size there. But we're not going to run plays for you. We're not going to call plays. We want you to defend. And if you want to score, go get the basketball. I love that philosophy. And that's kind of a way of not putting too much pressure on him on the offensive end, too.
And he seems to have a great mental makeup for the game. Yes. I mean, I don't think there's a better kid in the game right now. He's just a really good kid, young at 20 years old, but he's willing to learn, he's willing to listen, he's willing to put in the work, and that's what we're seeing. So I think it's going to all come pretty quickly for him, but it's going to be one step at a time, and that's where they're at right now.
All right, Dennis, I'm looking at the notice on my desk here in Sacramento. Don't open your window because you'll be prone to stink bugs coming in out here in Sacramento. So everybody always asks, what's it like on the road? So that's one thing you got to be concerned about here, Dennis.
I think I'm on the wrong end of the hotel, Dante. I usually have a beautiful view looking at the California State Capitol, a beautiful park. I'm looking over the roof of a parking garage, I think, as I look out this window. I can't see a thing. And I didn't get the stink bug notice either, so I'll have to look for that.
Just take it from me. Don't open your window. Dennis, always great to talk to you. Terrific job calling the end of that debacle last night, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, Dante. We'll see you then.
All right, you got it. Dennis Newman, you can hear him tomorrow on the Magic Radio Network starting at 9:30. The Magic will visit the Sacramento Kings. Have a great night, everybody. Jeff Turner joins me tomorrow. Magic Drive Time right here on 96.9 The Game.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.